The watch sergeant stepped forward. Every eye shifted. "Pardon, sir. It was no definite person. It was a sort of mutual agreement. He was one of us, you might say, and these foreigners here..." Mallow cut him short. "I sympathize with your feelings, sergeant, and understand them. These men, were they under your command?" "Yes, sir." "When this is over, they're to be confined to individual quarters for a week. You yourself are relieved of all supervisory duties for a similar period. Understood?" The sergeant's face never changed, but there was the slightest droop to his shoulders. He said, crisply, "Yes, sir." "You may leave. Get to your gun station." The door closed behind him, and the babble rose. Twer broke in. "Why the punishment, Mallow? You know that these Corellians kill captured missionaries." "An action against my orders is bad in itself, whatever other reasons there may be in its favor. No one was to leave or enter the ship without permission." Lieutenant Tinter murmured rebelliously, 7 days without action. You can't maintain discipline that way." Mallow said icily, "I can. There's no merit in discipline under ideal circumstances. I'll have it in the face of death or it's useless. Where's this missionary? Get him here in front of me." The traitor sat down while the scarlet-cloaked figure was carefully brought forward. "What's your name, Reverend?" "Eh?" The scarlet-robed figure wheeled towards Mallow, the whole body turning as a unit. His eyes were blankly open and there was a bruise on one temple. He had not spoken, nor, as far as Mallow could tell, moved during all the previous interval. "Your name, revered one?" The missionary started to sudden, feverish life. His arms went out in an embracing gesture. "My son, my children, may you always be in the protecting arms of the galactic spirit." Twer stepped forward, eyes troubled, voice husky. "The man's sick. Take him to bed, somebody. Order him to bed, Mallow, and have him seen to. He's badly hurt." Mallow's great arm shoved him back. "Don't interfere, Twer, or I'll have you out of the room." "Your name, revered one." The missionary's hands clasped in sudden supplication. "As you are enlightened, men, save me from the heathen." The words tumbled out. "Save me from these brutes and darkened ones who raven after me and would afflict the galactic spirit with their crimes. I am Jord Parma of the Anacreonian worlds, educated at the foundation itself, my children. I am a priest of the spirit educated into all the mysteries who have come here where the inner voice called me." He was gasping. "I have suffered at the hands of the unenlightened. As you are children of the spirit, and in the name of that spirit, protect me from them." A voice broke in upon them as the emergency alarm box clamored metallically. "Enemy units in sight. Instruction desired." Every eye shot mechanically upward to the speaker. Mallow swore violently. He clicked open the reverse and yelled, "Maintain vigil. That is all," and turned it off.